13. Ms. Wooster. Mr. Paradis.
Good afternoon, Chairman Young, members of the board. It's been a long day. So I'll try to be brief with my initial introductory remarks, and then we'll just sort of rely on your inquisitive minds and any questions you might have about what we're proposing to do here today. We're going to be talking today about consolidating the Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program funds with the Bay Foundation of Morro Bay, who you just heard a bit about in the previous presentation. We have Dave Paradis here, who's been a longtime Bay Foundation board member as well as a longtime CCAMP partner, working with us to do a lot of our software design and data management work. We also have Joel Neal back in the back, who's the Bay Foundation president. And we have Jeff Bryant over here, who's with the Community Foundation of Monterey County. Look at that. Thank you. Okay. CCAMP has been, in recent years, funded by three primary sources. The largest one has been SWAMP, with the Surface Water Ambient Monitoring Program. Those are state funds. Though they're our largest funding source, they are also our least reliable. We've ranged from about $150,000 to $310,000 per year from that source. It's highly unpredictable which way our budget's going to go from year to year. And the reason our program actually is got a great reputation statewide for not just the quality, but the enormous quantity of data we're able to collect, given our budget. One of the reasons that we're so effective is we have two other sources of funding that we primarily use actually to support CCAMP field staff. We also have used these funds to help weather contract delays, for example, with our laboratory contracts and so forth, to keep the monitoring going. So they've been really key to our ability to keep the program rolling. To give you an idea of what a site visit costs through the SWAMP program, and it's about an extra $1,000 on top of whatever work they're doing at the site. So by having our own sampling team, we've been able to be a really efficient and effective program. The Guadalupe Fund basically was set up in 1999. The original round of projects that your board approved from the Guadalupe settlement. And that basically set up a $2 million endowment for CCAMP, again, to be managed as an endowment, not to go away. The second fund was from a PG&E back flushing incident in the early 2000s, and that set up a $950,000 fund, again, for CCAMP use in the Monterey Bay area. So there was a geographic focus of that fund. It was to be used with high priority on maintaining coastal confluence monitoring in the Monterey Bay area, as well as monitoring of the watersheds draining to Moss Landing Harbor and Elkhorn Slough area. That fund is managed by the Community Foundation of Monterey County. Why do we want to consolidate these funds? One of the most important reasons, I feel, is we want to make sure that our field staff have adequate benefits and workers' compensation. And this is a hard thing to obtain. Actually, we've talked to several different foundations about providing this service, and this is a service that the Bay Foundation has been able to offer us. We're also looking to make that management more efficient, in particular relative to the settlement requirements. This seems maybe contrary to what you would think, but because the way we typically use our funding to hire staff, if we're trying to balance the funds so that geographically we're using the funds in the areas that we're supposed to, the easiest way for us to do that is have all the funds in one place, so when we're paying our staffing. We feel there's a high potential for leveraging putting the funds together and also putting them in a nonprofit whose mission is related to water quality. And this particular nonprofit has also done a lot of work on water quality issues, both at a regional level and a statewide level. In particular, the Bay Foundation was one of the 12 environmental organizations sitting on the public advisory group to the state board related to 303D listing and statewide monitoring issues. And finally, we are looking to lower management costs overall. Right now, the combined current costs are about $40,000 a year. What we're looking at with the proposed Bay Foundation structure is about somewhere around $25,000 a year. And the difference between those two numbers can help offset the expenses associated with benefits for field staff. You notice that we're requesting that you authorize transfer of $2.2 million from the Guadalupe Fund rather than the $2 million endowment. The reason we're doing that is we want to have at least a year of time for the foundation to develop earnings from that endowment fund, so we don't ever tap into the principal of the endowment fund. So this money would be to basically continue C-CAMP monitoring without a break in activities, and also to set up a small reserve fund to manage for flexibility in the long term. We did have some comments from the Community Foundation of Monterey County, and we've met today with Jeff and gone over these, and I think that generally we've worked everything out, but I think he was concerned that, well, first of all, that we consider other concepts that might also work for us, which we're very open to. One idea was potentially awarding grants to the Bay Foundation. So we met with him and discussed that as an option to understand what the financial costs and benefits of that approach might be. Also, we're concerned that there could be penalties associated with liquidation of the funds, given the way they were invested, but we've determined that we can transfer those funds, and that will greatly reduce the costs, like to minimal. $50.
What is that? How much, Karen? What would the cost be?
$50. To change the name, transfer the funds. So we think that we've resolved that problem. Also, the issue that the new MOU needs to clearly bind the Bay Foundation to the original intent of the 2003 MOU, which we fully concur with and are developing the documentation to do this, and we'll continue working with the Community Foundation to make sure that we've addressed that issue to their satisfaction. Also, the Bay Foundation was originated in terms of its tax papers and so forth to support Morro Bay and the Morro Bay watershed. They expanded their mission statement, the scope of their activities several years ago, and as I mentioned, have a number of activities both regionally and statewide related to water quality issues. So I think that concern has been addressed. And then finally, I've been a longtime board member on the Bay Foundation also, so I've stepped down from the board to ensure that there are no issues associated with conflict of interest. So we're asking you today to approve Resolution R3-2007-0042. That would amend the original resolution, 9902, basically that set up the Guadalupe projects, to clarify that the C-CAMP endowment may be moved from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to the Bay Foundation, authorizing the transfer of $2.2 million from NFWF to the Bay Foundation, authorizing the transfer of remaining C-CAMP funds from the Community Foundation of Monterey County to the Bay Foundation, and instructing staff to finalize the transfer agreements. And that's it if you have questions.
Any board questions?
How solvent is the Bay Foundation?
How solvent? Do you want to answer that, Dave?
I guess so.
Should be a green light there.
Ah, there we go. As you saw in the previous presentation, we've been administering the National Estuary Program since the mid-90s in partnership with this board. Our investment performance and the like has been pretty favorable for water quality in the Central Coast and the Morro Bay region. The same sort of financial management that we applied in that case that has attained quite a bit of leverage and growth of our funds over the years. We feel like what we've learned in this one watershed under the National Estuary Program, we can expand upon, transfer what we've learned as administrators and what we've learned as managers of this kind of a water quality program to a broader spatial scale.
Yeah, don't take it personally. I just have to ask this question.
Not at all. We're quite solvent, and we are subject to stringent federal audits that are more complicated than a typical 501c3 because we do use a lot of federal funds. So we have annual audits, and the US EPA actually conducts desk audits as well on the program. So we get looked at two or three ways above and beyond a normal 501c3.
So you'll only be using the interest from that money?
That's absolutely the intention in this case, yes, sir.
That is the intention, or that is the...
No, we will commit to that.
Okay.
Also, the foundation is committed to capping all fees associated with this at 1%, and actually that would be as a maximum. The actual numbers are looking at more like 0.88%. I think the Community Foundation is 1.25%, and NIFWIF is 1.5%. So.
And what happens if we have a falling out in 5 years?
You can, I think within 30 days, yank the money.
Yeah, the agreement we're prepared to sign has a clause that says if you become upset with us, you can turn around.
Okay, that's just questions. Thank you.
Good questions.
Okay, any other board questions?
Yes, Mr. I'm not familiar with these funds. Can you help me understand how much money we're talking about?
Right, there's... well, it would be $2.2 million from the Guadalupe Fund, and then it's it's going to be probably closer to $700,000. We're not quite sure because we haven't finished our Salinas area sampling what the final figure will be for the Monterey Foundation. I would expect now somewhere over $700,000 in the Monterey Foundation Fund.
The transfer of the 2.2, what's left in the fund that it's coming from?
The fund it's coming from is very large. It's over 15 million. No, not that much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The funds have, one of the issues for us has been the funds have never been managed separately. They've been, they're commingled, so it's been difficult for us to track it as an endowment and manage it that way. So there's quite a large reserve of funds there. In terms of our expenditures from that fund, we had 2 years where we didn't start monitoring immediately, and we had 2 years where we had to cease monitoring because of our funding problems. So on average, we've spent about $60,000 a year through about June of last year. But in any given year, we might spend more than that amount.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Jeffries.
With the funding from the PG&E at Moss Landing, your intentions is to move it from the Community Foundation to Bay Foundation.
Yes.
How are you going to separate the co-mingling of the two funds and create the nexus of how the money was originally used for?
Well, we originally talked about keeping it separate in a separate account. Whether we actually need to do that or not in order to track it, I don't know that that's necessary. If it worked out financially to be smarter to keep them together, I think we should be able to consider that in terms of our rates of return. However, in terms of making sure that the geographic requirements are met, it's actually pretty much built into our study design. We sample 33 coastal confluences monthly. 12 of those are in the Monterey Bay area. We come through on a watershed rotation. We always put 30 sites in our various watersheds. And when we sample in the Salinas area, that effort basically meets the conditions of that funding source. And if you start looking at the ratios in terms of our expenditures, we're more than covering the Monterey Bay area.
My other question is that my understanding you were using consultants before and now you want to hire staff, or?
We've always had contract staff. Our staff have just been hired as independent contractors. The same people would be basically employees of the Bay Foundation.
But isn't that more expensive and more liabilities to the agency?
We've been concerned about the samplers. They have, field positions. We wanted to make sure they had some kind of coverage. the Bay Foundation is willing to take on liability issues associated with
that.
Well,
my question then is, you want to provide them with all kinds of benefits? Is that sick leave, workman's comp, vacation time, all those things included?
Okay, the foundation has a personnel policy and a certain set of policies that have medical insurance coverage. It's a partial subsidy of our employees' medical coverage, and we would cover them fully for workman's compensation. We don't really offer a retirement plan at this employee level.
What about?
But the payroll taxes and all of the typical costs associated with an employee and insurances associated with it are built into our estimates of our costs here.
Have you investigated what workman's comp policy is going
to
cost?
Pull up the budget, Dave.
We have.
Is that built into all your cost factors?
It is indeed, and what we've done is gone to our regular insurer and explained the nature of the jobs that we will be covering and so forth, and they've quoted us an interim rate and in effect made the offer to examine more fully if we wanted the nature of the tasks at hand, and we may get a more favorable rate, but all our budgeting is based on the quote of worst case rate that the insurance company would provide us with.
Well, one of my concerns is that we eat up the settlement money with overhead cost, whether it's with foundation cost or employees cost.
The change in the
let me just finish that. That was one of the issues that we wanted to, instead of just doling out the money to nonprofits at the time that we received the money and just expend all those monies that we received, the board decided that they would like to have some kind of perpetuary fund set up, if they could, that to fund some of these projects as an ongoing project instead of just having it for 1 year or 2 years. And that was, you were Karen, I think you were here at that time, and I think there was a lot of discussion by the board members at that particular time of make sure that overhead would not eat up the dollars and keep the project solvent. And that's one of my concerns. One is Nexus. Two is that the projects don't get overweighted with staff that would eat up the cost or eat up the dollars and not provide us with the information that we're asking for.
Dave, if I may, there is an endowment, an existing $2 million endowment, and we're talking about moving that endowment to the Bay Foundation, and it will remain an endowment, and there will be no use of the principal.
And then what about the 700, it was 900 and some thousand.
Right, that was not set up as an endowment, but we have set up a plan, a budget, and long-term forecast where we're trying to convert it to an endowment, because we agree with you completely that we would like to set this up as an endowment. And that wasn't in the original language associated with the Monterey funds, but the planning work we're doing here, we're almost making it. We're just a tiny, when you look at the 15-year forecast, if you count in some inflation, it starts to decline as an endowment a few years down the road. But hopefully, in the meantime, the plan is to begin building the endowment principle. One of the reasons we're pleased with the cost structure the Bay Foundation is proposing is rather than relying only on a flat percentage of the principal for the fee, basically what they're doing is charging 7% of transactions plus the direct costs associated with the management, not to exceed 1%. But right now, looking at how that pencils out, it's less than 1% to do that. And the advantage of doing that is even if we grow the endowment to twice that amount, we aren't going to be paying twice the management fees. The management fees would still be based on our actual expenditures.
And are those fees built into the contract that we're...
The contract that we're working on, yes.
And how long
with caps and limits.
Yeah.
Okay, so that we can't exceed them.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Just before we move on Mr. Jeffrey's point about tracking the PG&E funds separately because they do have a geographic requirement, I think Karen suggested that, you know, we know that we're using at least that amount every year for the Elkhorn Slough area, but the accounting would be more precise than eyeballing it. We actually, even if the funds are combined, the Bay Foundation would have to do an accounting that would show us that
right.
those funds were being allocated appropriately.
Yeah, well
yes.
It was obvious that the money was going to be combined, and I just wanted to make sure that there was accountability for those particular funds because of the nexus of the fine that we had in the
right.
funds that we received, and I didn't want to get us in trouble for violating that.
It's certainly our intention to produce accounting that will reflect where the money's coming from and where it's going, so it's very transparent.
Mr. Shallcross.
I'll move staff recommendation.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion
Thank
carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our last item is the...
Wait.